Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Okay, I want to go back to the lady's choice where you said I could pick. Yeah. I do want that elephant story. You said you gave me a choice for the elephant story. But then you said, it's a good thing you didn't pick it.
I was not actually going to read the elephant story. I'm not going to get into why.
Just give an abbreviated story, like, you know, without super specific details.
A circus elephant in Butte, Montana escaped and was walking around in the streets.
Okay, let's start with that.
Before they were able to capture it.
So it escaped, and can you imagine?
Well, it walked across an entire highway, was walking through a residential neighborhood, ended up just kind of hanging out on somebody's lawn.
But imagine that. You're just like, imagine if we were just sitting here in the studio and an elephant just walked across the street.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy.
That would be wild, literally.
A wild elephant.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not normal, but they were able to capture it and get it. Who's the elephant wrangler that came into?
So this dude who works for the circus was literally like chasing it down the street. It was like, no, don't bother me. I'm doing my thing. And he was like, no, come here, Jumbo, slow down.
I remember
I don't know what his name was.
Growing up, and we had gone to, it wasn't a circus, but it was some sort of event. And
it was Florida. It was probably just some dude's house.
No, it was actually at MacDill Air Force Base. And there was an elephant there that you could ride, and there were other exhibits and stuff. And so it was a community event. And so we were going to ride, my friends and I were going to ride the elephant.
Uh-huh.
And so we're standing in line, and we're the first people there. And we realize this is the first day. And then the person with the elephant says, this is, you know, the elephant hasn't had anybody ride it for several months because it's been out of season and stuff.
Yeah.
And so
a guinea pig, hop on up here.
Yeah. So before anybody gets on it, the elephant had enough, realizing what was going on. And thank goodness this happened before anybody got on it. But the elephant was done, and he took off just like, nope, I'm leaving. And so they had to go chase the elephant down. But it was, you know, it was kind of in a controlled environment. But, I mean, what is a controlled environment for an elephant? I mean, I guess if it wanted to go wherever it wanted to go, it could have. But,
crazy.
And so after that, I was like, I don't think I want to get on the elephant. I think I'm good.
So some kind of little circus came to my hometown when I was a kid. And even back then, I was like, this is not really large. Like you see in the movies, you're up under the big top. This thing was maybe twice the size of a wedding tent that you could rent from Bruce Reeves.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
When he had
the tent business. By the way, did you know he dropped an entire tent on my skull one time?
Yes, I've heard that story.
He hired me to go help him take this tent down. We drove it all the way to Louisville. I crawled up underneath there and he goes, hang on, I'm going to pull this thing. It dropped it right on the back of my head, took me to the ground. I saw stars. I got dizzy.
Did you see elephants?
No, but 2 years later, I had to have a brain tumor removed, and he has insisted it was probably his fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, this little circus came to town, and there was a place you could, it was like out in the front of this thing, just in the grass, you could go ride this elephant. And I'm talking, this circle was not even like half the size of this building. It was just a little circle walking around, and I asked if I could ride it, and if I remember right, it was $10. And in the 70s, $10.
That's a lot of money.
Well, it's a lot of money now. Mm-hmm. It really is. And my dad goes, it's kind of a lot of money. And so we walked over just to watch other people do it, and the smell coming up off that elephant,
right,
it was horrible. And I'm like, Dad, I don't want to ride that elephant. So we did not ride the elephant.
That was up close and personal for $10.
$10 was enough, but at the same time, the smell, I don't think I could have hung with that.
Yeah.
By the way, one last note on elephants. Do you know how you can tell this is not a joke, how you can tell the difference in an India elephant and an African elephant?
No.
Indian elephants have shorter ears. African elephants have the real long ears, and I'm not kidding. If you look at the ear on the left side of their head, if they're facing you, it looks like the continent of Africa. I am not joking.
Okay, so next time I'm up close and personal with an African elephant.
You can just look it up on the interwebs.
Oh, I want to do it when I see an elephant in person.
All right.